The police ambulance service in those days used to respond to every street accident. They were never used for cases of illness from houses. We never used to take people from houses. They were always street accidents. So if anyone wanted an ambulance to move people from a house to a hospital, it would be St John's ambulance. We always dealt with street accidents until the National Health, 1947. When the war started, we worked 24 hours a day, if necessary. As soon as the air raid warning went, if we were at home, we had to go to the station immediately, and we stayed there until everything was quiet. And if we were following, if that followed by our normal tour of duty, we did that as well. So that it may be you working 20 odd hours a day, and no overtime pay. I was called out one night to the most distant police station on the C Division to pick up a patient. This was at King's Standing, and it stands on very high ground. And the Blitz had been on some time, and I was coming back to the city, to the hospital. And the picture in front of me, some miles away, was one big ball of fire when the enemy had sent down scores and scores of incendiary bombs. Another time I went with an ambulance to a bonded warehouse where the railway kept big stocks of spirits. Whiskey and brandy and so on in a bonded warehouse before it was dealt with by the customs, I suppose, or the revenue. There's supposed to have been a wall knocked down and some firemen were buried. And to get there, I had to drive through the city centre, right in the city centre, through New Street. There was no one-way system as we know it now. The place was on fire on both sides. Firemen were everywhere. There were hose pipes across the carriageway, full of water, of course, and to get over there without damaging the pipes, the vehicles that were being used, rode over the pipes on little ramps, little wooden ramps. It'd be a piece of tapered wood each side of the hose pipe, held together by a strap of canvas, so that you could drive along, a bit lumpy, but you could drive along without damaging the hose pipe or interfering with the water flow. So I eventually got to the scene of the fire. And all this time, of course, the enemy were over the top, dropping bombs. You could hear them coming down and hear the blow, hear the crunch going off. And I got to this bonded warehouse in Suffolk Street, and I saw the officer in charge, a fireman in charge, and they got nobody out, no one out yet. So I stood there. The ambulance was parked, and I was only a few yards from the building which was supposed to be holding these people. And I was there for over half an hour, I suppose, right in the middle of this inferno, with bombs falling all round. And eventually it came to pass that no one was injured at all. There was no one there. So I retraced my route again over these hose pipes with the fires burning, and back to the station. A journey in vain.